Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you have stumbled into the Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you have. Thanks for joining the program today. I'm beginning to get a little paranoid. I'm beginning to think that, I mean, obviously I'm kidding, but does every major thing that's happening in politics this election cycle have to happen after I finish the program on Saturday? So is it like Donald Trump has to get shot after I leave the program that Saturday? Does Joe Biden have to leave the campaign after I finish the show on Saturday? So what's going to happen today or tomorrow, huh? And so we'll talk about it next Saturday. Oh, my God, it's just crazy. I mean, the whole world's crazy right now. So here are a couple of the rules of engagement. You guys know these, but I always have to repeat them because we've always got new people listening. You can always text me a message. You can tell me anything. You can ask me anything. The number on your message app is 33103. 33103. And then start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Either one, I don't care. And you can be a smartass and you can say Mike or Michael, which most of you do. But either Mike or Michael, then tell me anything or ask me anything. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. And for Facebook and Instagram, it's at Michael D. Brown. So go follow me on, and quite frankly, Twitter's X Twitter. You know, do you think we're ever going to get to the point where we're going to just call it X? I mean, I understand why Musk did it, but it's like, you know, X. Hey, follow me on X, baby. Come on. How about you follow me on Triple X? So let's get started. I want to go first to an article in the Wall Street Journal. And the headline is this. Harris erases, meaning Kamala Harris, Harris erases Trump's lead, Wall Street Journal poll finds. And the subhead is this. Two candidates are effectively tied after Biden's exit shakes up race. Now, before I think what the story says, I want to say to that headline, so what? Is anybody surprised by that? Think about where we were and where we are now. Now, where we were, you go back to that debate on whatever Thursday night that was or whatever month that was. Gosh, I lose track of time. When you're having fun like me, you lose track of time. But whenever that debate was where Joe Biden walked out and anyway, and then, everybody talks about how bad the debate was. And I agree the debate was bad. But for me, the most telling aspect of the debate in its entirety was when it was over with. And Donald Trump turned to his right and walked off the stage, met one of his staffers and a Secret Service. Secret Service, what a joke. And anyway, walked off the stage, went behind the curtain and disappeared. And then the cameras panned out and the cameras showed Dr. Jill Biden grabbing the hand of her husband, Joe Biden, and watching him take, I mean, it was two steps. Off the stage, take one step. You know how some people will take one step and then put the next, they'll like take a step with their right foot and then they'll take their left foot and they'll put it on the same step. So as opposed to just like boom, 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 it was like boom, boom, and then boom, boom. And he finally got off the stage. And to me, that was the most telling aspect, that physically, in addition to mentally, but physically, poor old Joe was out of it, totally out of it. And that began the downward spiral. And that's when the Democrats began, I mean, think about this. Republicans are always accused of what? That Republicans and Donald Trump are the end of democracy. We're a threat to democracy. So who's the real threat to democracy? Because over the past, say, couple of weeks, we have witnessed a coup d'etat in that the Democrats, their friends in Hollywood, and their big donors in big tech and elsewhere on Wall Street, decided it was time for Joe to go. So they began the whisper campaign. And the whisper campaign began with George Clooney writing that letter in the New York, the editorial in the New York Times that talked about this isn't the Joe that I know. And we all know that that was written with approval. In fact, may have actually been written by a staffer for Barack Obama. And that began, that was the proverbial crack in the dam. And then Nancy Pelosi got in the act. And when Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Emeritus, gets involved and decides she's going to do something, she's going to do it and she's going to succeed. Now, let me make something clear. I don't agree probably with 99.99% of what Nancy Pelosi stands for or what she's done as Speaker or as a Democrat Congresswoman from California. I think she's an abomination when it comes to public policy. But I put Nancy Pelosi on the same pedestal that I put, say, Lyndon Johnson or Sam Rayburn. Sam Rayburn, Lyndon Johnson was Senate Majority Leader, obviously went on to be Vice President and Vice President. But Sam Rayburn is someone that most people don't know about. Sam Rayburn was an amazing speaker. He was able to do things that were just absolutely phenomenal. Again, don't always agree with the policies, but just in terms of pure politics, Sam Rayburn was a wizard, and so was Nancy Pelosi. So they began the backstabbing. And I don't know what happened, but I know obviously they went to the donors, and the donors dried up money. And they said, we are either canceling our contributions or our commitments, or we are withholding them. Now, fast forward real quickly, I just want to make a footnote here. One of the things that you've heard is that Kamala Harris raised almost $100 million in a day. Well, we'll wait to see the FEC reports, but once we see the FEC reports, it would be my probably informed guess, I'm probably right on this, that she didn't really raise $100 million. All of those donors that had said we are holding back our contributions and our commitments until Joe's gone, released that money. So they turned off the spigot. Joe leaves. They turn the spigot back on, and Kamala Harris is able to make a big splash saying, oh, look, I raised $100 million. Well, whoop-de-doo, I don't really think you did. You may have raised $10 million. The other $90 million was what the Hollywood elites and Wall Street elites and everybody else was withholding from Joe Biden. So back to the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal headline is meant to, and of course this is the entire apparatus of the cabal. Those of you new to the program, the cabal is this unholy alliance between the ruling elite, the Democrat Party, some Republicans too, the big tech giants, and obviously the dominant media. So this coup occurred by literally forcing Joe Biden out of the race. How democratic can you be? That's the threat to democracy. That was the coup. So then, now we see the production, and now the push begins. And of course, the very first thing they do is they are totally orgasmic. Oh my gosh. Now, what I find interesting is when she was a California politician, she ran on the fact that she was South Asian, that she was Indian. And that was the big thing then. I don't know why, but that was the big thing then. Now, fast forward to now she's the vice president. And what's the big thing now? Oh, now she's going to run on the fact that she's black. So she is South Asian, Jamaican, I think it is. I think somebody corrected me. I thought it was Haitian, but I think it's Jamaican. Whatever it is, Haitian, Jamaican. She's South Asian, and she's black. So now we're going to run as a black female. Okay. BFD. So what? I thought we were beyond that. Except that's going to be the theme. And, of course, when you have, you got the demented old Joe who can't even walk down the steps, and you've got someone who is, oh, she's black, and she's a female. Oh, my gosh, look at what's between her legs. Oh, we got to vote for that. Of course she erases Trump's lead. But let me remind you, we are 100 days or so away from the election. So what does that mean? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So what does it mean?
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, vibroplates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, I was just thinking about this Wall Street Journal article that I want to describe to you, because a lot of people on my side of the political spectrum seem to be in a panic, and it's because of these poll numbers, the Wall Street Journal poll, that shows that Kamala Harris has erased Trump's lead. Well, that's not entirely true. When you actually did, because, and again, I love the Wall Street Journal, but that's primarily because of the editorial page. But that's why I read the Wall Street Journal and the LA Times and the New York Times, the Washington Post, you know, the Houston Chronicle. I read all these big city newspapers because it gives you an insight into what the cabal is really thinking. And particularly what the left is doing, because we have to reach some understanding, some admission that the media in this country has become part and parcel an arm of the Democrat Party. Now, you can look at Fox News and you can claim, well, look, Fox News is part and parcel of, you know, an arm of the Republican Party. And I would agree this to some degree that it is, as is OAN or Newsmax or any of the other so-called conservative outlets. But there's a difference. There's a slight difference in what they do. I mean, yes, a Sean Hannity will go out and actually advocate for, you know, Trump or a Republican candidate for Senate or Congress or something. And he's quite, I can't think of the right word for it, but he's really, The histrionics are really strong in how he does that, as do people on the left. But there's a different kind of relationship between the media and the left than there is on what there's a small portion of what I would call part of the dominant media. Because when you look at the cable channels and you look at the networks, there's really only one dominant player on the conservative side, and that's Fox News. Otherwise, it's predominantly left of center. And so I look at the Wall Street Journal, the news side of the Wall Street Journal, the same way. The story starts out this way. The presidential race between Harris and Trump is essentially tied, according to this new Wall Street Journal poll, that shows heightened support for her among non-white voters and dramatically increased enthusiasm about the campaign among Democrats. Well, of course there is. When your standard bearer was a guy that couldn't speak, that as I've described before, you know, my old boss George Bush. I mean, there were times when we had like serious meetings at 7 a.m. or we would be you know, taking off from the South Lawn to go to Air Force One at 6 a.m. for a trip. Joe Biden's schedule on average didn't start till 10 a.m. and ended at 4 p.m. So a guy who could not withstand the rigors of the presidency, and the media covered up that for 3 years plus, is now gone. So there's what, you know, in the stock market, they call it a dead cat bounce. And a dead cat bounce is when the market, we saw a little bit of this the past week, where the market just crashes and it loses 1%, 2%, whatever it might be. And, you know, the Dow's down by, you know, 1,000 points or something. And everybody's like, oh my God, look how bad it is. And then boom, that Friday, because people are taking profits and they're getting in on the dip, the market goes back up. It's called a dead cat bounce. Same thing's happening here. Of course, when you had a candidate that everybody was trying to get into the nursing home, and now you've got a black female, a black Indian female running. Oh my gosh. Of course there's a dead cat bounce. But here's what I find interesting. in a two-person matchup, according to the Wall Street Journal, the current vice president leads Trump 49 to 47%. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. The former president leads the current vice president 49 to 47%. Oh, so let's go back to the headline. Harris erases Trump's lead, poll finds. But he's still in the lead. Now, here's what I want to caution everyone. 100 days, whatever it is, to November 5, is a lifetime in politics. Any number of things can happen, both internationally and domestically, that can completely mix these things up. You don't believe me? Think about what would have happened had that assassin's bullet actually blown Trump's brains out. That would have completely upended everything in this election. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen again, but it could be any number of things that happen in the next 100 days that could upend everything, including a debate between Trump and Harris. That could be the equivalent of a debate between Trump and Biden. Now, yes, she's making improvements, but the real question then becomes, is it sustainable? Because she hasn't held any one-on-one interviews. There have been no debates. She's only spoken to some friendly crowds like the teacher unions. And we really haven't started seeing the attack ads, or for that matter, the difficult questioning about Kamala Harris's background. And if you're from California, you kind of know what that background is. But most of the country does not. Most of the country has no idea, for example, just how liberal this woman is. An example was a Gov poll showed Kamala Harris to be the most liberal senator in the United States Senate when she was serving her first 2 years. She was more liberal than Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist from Vermont. But that article disappeared. Now, of course, anything on the Internet lives forever because you can go to the archives of the Internet and you can find all sorts of old things that still exist because there are organizations out there that archive every page that ever exists on the Internet. So it lives forever. So even though they tried to disappear that particular article, other people had already grabbed it and archived it. And indeed, she was at the time the most liberal senator in the entire United States Senate. To the point that her liberalism is the kind of stuff that if you tie her liberal policies to the problems that we're facing today, because there is a direct causal link between her policies and what we're suffering today, and then you add on to that, don't forget, she was the vice president for the past, well, and still is, for the past 3.5 years. So she is tied inextricably to these policies. And we'll explain what they are next. So speaking with Michael Brown, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Today we're constantly taking photos and videos to remember our favorite moments. But what about those captured before the smartphone? What about the memories tucked away on aging VHS tapes, film reels, or in fading photos?
These cherished memories are fading away with time, vulnerable to threats like heat, moisture, and mold. But fear not, there's a solution to safeguard your legacy. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Nick. Together we founded Legacy Box over a decade ago with one mission, to bring your memories into the 21st century.
It's time to bid farewell to old tapes you can't watch and faded photos. Legacy Box transforms them into digital treasures, ready to share with a click.
Just like magic, your shoebox of memories is now safely stored in the cloud or on a thumb drive.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box, so you can rest assured your priceless moments are in good hands. Don't let your childhood fade away on old tapes. It's time to digitize those priceless moments. Fast forward into the digital age. Visit legacybox.com/audio and unlock 50% off your order. That's legacybox.com/audio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I don't know why, but you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you are, in all seriousness. Hey, if you want to find one of our 300-plus affiliates around the country, it's really easy to do. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There's a tab there that says how to listen. Pull down the how to listen tab and you'll find all the affiliates where, when they air the program, when they re-air the program, and you'll see an interactive map so you can kind of push the map around and find the affiliates all over the country. The word I was looking for in last hour, somebody said I was looking for the word vociferous. No, I was looking for the word strident. When Hannity is on air, he is strident. And the same thing can be said for, Jim Acosta on CNN and Joel Scarborough and Meeker Brzezinski on MSNBC. They are strident. And by strident, I mean they got their blinders on. And they can't see any other, like I try to see everything, multidimensional. I like to try to look around the corners. I like to try to figure out what's coming. What are all of the options that are going to happen? And I think part of that's because I'm trained as a lawyer, but I also think that's because of a lifetime in politics. You're always looking for what's coming down the road that could completely upend where I am today in terms of, you know, in terms of a campaign or in terms of, you know, you're a city councilman, you're a school board member, you're a state representative, whatever it is. What could be coming around? What's happening out there that I need to pay attention to that might affect me politically? Well, when you're strident, you tend to ignore those things. You just kind of glom on to the talking points and boom, you just run with those. So we see that Harris has gotten the dead cat bounce, and she is she's pulling in within the margin of error when it comes to these national polls, to which I say, who cares? National polls are interesting, but remember, we're conducting 50 different state elections to elect. When you walk into that ballot, into that voting booth, or you're filling out your mail-in ballot, which I despise. I think we should have all in-person voting. You're voting for a slate of electors in each of your states. And then those electors go to the House of Representatives on January 9th or whatever it is. A few years ago it was January 6th, the day of the insurrection, the day the country almost died. What bull. And so you're voting for those electors. So we're conducting 50 different state elections. And that's why you'll see, and I think it's, again, it's a perfect design by the founding fathers, because it allows states that, you know, each have, based on their population, they have proportional representation in the Electoral College. And then some states, for example, you take Oklahoma, 77 counties in Oklahoma. All 77 counties last election voted for Donald Trump. And more likely than not, all 77 counties in Oklahoma will once again vote for Donald Trump. So Donald Trump will not spend any or very, very little money or time in Oklahoma. Why would you do that? Because you have those, and I think they have 8 electoral votes. I don't remember for sure. Let's just say they have 8 electoral votes. So you don't want to spend a lot of time, energy, and money for those electoral votes, which you already have in your pocket. So now you go to a swing state, a battleground state, that might have more electoral votes, and they're up for grabs. Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. So you'll go to those states, and you'll focus your efforts there to try to get those electoral votes so that you can eventually get to 270. That's why you look at Texas, that's why they want to turn Texas blue. Because with Texas 38 or however many electoral votes they have, if they could turn Texas blue, then the Democrat Party would be in control until they finally ran this country. Well, we're kind of already in the toilet. But when they finally were able to flush the country down the toilet, if they had control of California, Texas, New York, Illinois, all of Florida, all of the big states, it'd be over, baby. It would be totally over. So don't panic because people are telling you that, oh my gosh, Kamala Harris is pulling ahead. That's to be expected. Again, when you have a party that focuses so much on identity politics, which I find so, I find identity politics to be racist. I find it to be sexist. I find it to be xenophobic. I find it to be inhuman. Because every single one of us can be put, according to the Democrats, into a box. Are you a white male? Are you a white heterosexual male? Are you a white gay male? Are you black? Are you Hispanic? Or do you happen to be Hispanic and Catholic? Or you happen to be Hispanic and you're Protestant? Or you're Hispanic and you're Muslim? You're Hispanic and you're Jewish? I mean, it's so crazy to put everybody into these little boxes when what we ought to be doing is recognizing that, oh, all of us happen to be human. But that's not the politics that the Democrats play. So when they keep pushing that, in fact, I see it on my Facebook feed all the time. Friends of mine that I went to high school with, friends of mine that I thought were logical and rational, are literally peeing their pants because, oh my gosh, there's a female, there's a black female, or there's a Indian black female with, I don't know, dark brown hair that stands 5'8", whatever she is, 5'4", I don't know how the hell she is, that weighs 142 pounds and, you know, wears, I don't know, purple fingernail polish. She, oh my gosh, that's who I'm voting for. Really? And that's how you're basing your decision? How shallow of you. Really, how shallow of you. Do you not give two hoots about the country, about inflation, about the economy, about jobs, about illegal immigration? Do you not care about international affairs? Because this country could be drawn into World War III at the drop of a hat. Any number of things can happen. But no, we're all excited because it's a black female. So just take a deep breath because a lot of things are going to start coming out and the campaign, honestly, hasn't begun in earnest yet. Remember, I know this is hard to believe, but just step back for a moment. Kamala Harris is what we call the presumptive nominee. They've not even had their August convention yet. We haven't even had a chance to watch the riots in Chicago yet. We haven't had a chance to see the pro-Palestinian, the pro-Hamas, the Black Lives Matter, all the different, you know, interest groups are going to show up in Chicago and try to, you know, protest and burn down things and do everything they did at the at Union Station in when Netanyahu was speaking. They're going to do all the same things in Chicago. So let's wait. Get your popcorn out, kiddos. Get your popcorn out. It's going to be a blast. And we'll watch the coronation of Kamala Harris. And then the campaign will begin. In earnest, anyway. Do you know that during her time as DA in San Francisco, way back in 2009, some 15 years ago, do you know that Kamala Harris led a jobs program that was going to so-called rehabilitate nonviolent offenders, and it actually ended up hiring illegal aliens, in one in particular, who brutally attacked a young woman? Now, do you think people, I firmly believe this, people don't really change. There may be superficial changes. I mean, you gain weight, you lose weight. You got a full head of hair, and one day you wake up and you realize, man, gosh, where'd that hair go? Or you might, you know, as you get older, you tend to get a little wiser. You tend to get a little calmer. I guess that doesn't apply to me. But you tend to get a little calmer. You see things in a little different perspective. But all in all, I believe that once your character is formed, that's pretty much always your character. Now, I do believe, don't get me wrong, I believe that people can have epiphanies. They can have a road to Damascus event in their life that totally changes everything. That's why I believe that some criminals can be rehabilitated. I know the recidivism rate is high and most criminals are not rehabilitated, but I do believe that some can. I do believe in second chances, and I give people second chances. You should learn to do that, too. But all in all, who I am today is probably 99% who I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, probably the same kind of guy that I was when I was a teenager in high school. And I think that pretty much applies to all of us, and I think it applies to Kamala Harris. So if it applies to Kamala Harris, just as it applies to most of us, then what about her policies going back 15 years ago? They're pretty much the same. Now, I'd like for you to subscribe to the podcast. Do you know how to do that? On your podcast app, search for this. The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you hit click and you subscribe there, obviously I'd love for you to give me a 5-star review, but then that will automatically download the weekday program that I do in Denver from 6 to 10 every morning, Monday through Friday, plus the weekend program. So gee whiz, you get 23 hours of me in a podcast. So be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, quick myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, always send me a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael, either one, to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. It's a TMA and an AMA. So go back to San Francisco. This is where Kamala Harris got her start in politics. Willie Brown, then, I don't know if he was actually mayor in 2009 or not. I'd have to go back and look. But Willie Brown, unrelated to the Jerry Browns, is probably the dean, truly I would say Willie Brown was the absolute power that controlled almost all of California politics as California began to kind of merge into this Democrat lane. And he appointed Kamala Harris to two paid boards or commissions. And that's what launched her career. Now I know all about them having an affair, and I don't care about that. What I care about is Willie Brown is the one that got her started. And so when you know, if you understand Willie Brown's politics, you'll understand a little bit about Kamala Harris's politics. Because Willie Brown was one of the original progressives. And he was way left of center. So, of course, birds of a feather flock together. And he puts her on these two paid boards and commissions, which enables her to then launch her campaign to become DA of San Francisco. And so as DA, she thought, you know, as most liberals do, well, let's create a jobs program and let's rehabilitate nonviolent offenders. Well, in that program, she actually ended up hiring an illegal alien who brutally attacked a young woman. In her 2024 presidential campaign, this current campaign, she's attempting to highlight her prosecutorial experience in an attempt to attract moderates, claiming that she has never avoided confronting those who harm Americans. Well, I just call bullcrap on that. Her tenure as San Francisco DA is going to face scrutiny due to the Back on Track program. Mark that down. I don't know whether you've heard about it before, but you'll hear about it here. The Back on Track program. One controversial case involved a Honduran illegal alien by the name of Alexander Izaguirre. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce his last name. From Honduras. He came here with a criminal record. Now, while he was in this Back on Track program, he assaulted a young woman by the name of Amanda Kiefer, severely injuring her, leaving her with a fractured skull. You know, that takes a little bit of effort to fracture somebody's skull. She's been left with long-term trauma. And, of course, she was critical of the program. You know what Harris said? She called the incident, quote, a huge kind of pimple on the program. Really? You're going to trivialize an illegal alien attacking a woman in this program where you're trying to take criminals and get them back on track? How'd that work out for you, sweetheart? Huh? How did that work out? In addition to that, Kamala Harris's support for sanctuary city policies is also drawing criticism. But you see, we're just getting started on this stuff. San Francisco's policies limiting local authorities' ability to even question immigration status led to the release of someone by the name of Edwin Ramos. Another name you'll be hearing a lot about, at least I hope. Another illegal alien with a violent history. Ramos went on to commit a triple murder in 2008. San Francisco faced a lawsuit from the victim's family, which was ultimately dismissed. But Harris opted for a life sentence for Ramos instead of the death penalty at the time. Now, that prompted Trump. You see, Trump's just getting started. Trump criticized or critiqued Kamala Harris as, quote, the original Marxist district attorney. You see, we're just getting started. How do you defend that kind of record? Now let's fast forward to 2021. After becoming the vice president, remember, she was actually put in charge of illegal immigration. whether you want to call her the border czar or not, is a game of semantics. We have soundbite, news articles, Axios, the Washington Post, the networks, all interviewed her about her new portfolio as the border czar. Now, whether she was the border czar or the border queen or the border whatever, it doesn't make any difference. In her portfolio as vice president was the border and illegal immigration. Now, it's fascinating to me. Don't panic over this. But it's fascinating to me to watch all the corporate media allies now denying that she actually held that position. Think about that. Like the kids say, we've got the receipts. We've got the receipts showing that, yes, we have the announcement. We have the news stories. We have the television. We got the sound bites. We've got all of this. But, of course, now they wanted to deny. Well, she was actually supposed to focus on root causes. Okay, well, you know what? If she were a witness on the stand in a trial in front of me, I would say, okay, well, let's assume for a moment, let's assume arguendo, that you were in, not the border czar, but you were there to figure out the root causes. Did you? And what did you do about it? You see, this is why people are all panicked about this campaign. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think this is a shoe-in. I think this is going to take a really disciplined effort on the Trump campaign to defeat this woman. Because the Democrats, who have been floundering, kind of depressed, you know, it's kind of like they've been in a depression. And somebody gave them a big shot of Prozac or something. And now they're suddenly like, ooh-hoo, we're all happy, happy. Let's go, go, go. Because we have a DEI hire now that we can run as president. Yeah, well, chill, because you know what? Look at DEI hires elsewhere, like in the Secret Service. How did that work out, huh? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start August 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump told those attending a Turning Point Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida last night the FBI has come correct after first trying to downplay the assassination attempt against him.
Did you see the FBI today apologize? They said, well, it might have been a bullet, but it might have been glass. Oh, really, where did the glass come from? Or it might have been shrapnel. Where did the shrapnel come from? No, they then said it was a bullet. They just try and do it. It just never ends with these people. They raid Mar-a-Lago. They do things so bad, so bad. Our country is so sick.
Congressman Mike Waltz, Florida, says the gunman who tried to assassinate the former president was prepared to carry out a much larger attack.
One of the things that isn't getting out is Crook, the shooter, also had a detonator on him with sophisticated explosives in his car that he was obviously prepared to blow. This could have been so much worse.
That is Congressman Mike Waltz. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The House of Representatives is set to recess without passing bills to fund the government. We get the details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Republicans are turning their focus to a debate over whether to fund the government through December or into next year after their hopes of passing 12 full-year funding bills before the August recess collapsed. With no one expecting the annual funding process to be complete by a September 30th shutdown deadline, hardline conservatives are advocating for a stopgap measure, also known as a continuing resolution, that would run into March of next year to avoid being jammed with a massive spending package under a lame duck president. Conservatives confident of former President Trump's chances of taking back the White House in November also hope that a stopgap bill into next year would allow Mr. Trump to have more influence over how the government will be funded through the fall of 2025. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Two of the very top leaders of the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel have been taken into custody by U.S. authorities and will now face charges for their role in leading the group's vast drug trafficking enterprise.
A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an executive order.
That order directs state agencies to move urgently to address dangerous homeless encampments and clear them from state land while giving local governments the authority to do the same. This comes a month after a Supreme Court ruling allowing cities to enforce bans on sleeping outside in public spaces. City and county officials are not legally bound to follow the executive order, though it says they are encouraged to adopt the same policies. Some local officials say they will continue to clear homeless encampments as they've been doing so since the Supreme Court ruling. John Scott reporting.
Marine archaeologists have discovered the wreckage of a schooner that sank in Lake Michigan in the late 1800s. The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association announced this month its searchers found the Margaret A. Muir in 50 feet of water off the coast of Algoma, Wisconsin, back on May 12th. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I want you to subscribe to the podcast. That's one of our rules of engagement. You can do that on your podcast app, whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Search for this podcast. The title is The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Subscribe to that. And, of course, leave me a five-star review, of course. And we'll send you a check in the mail for that. And then that downloads two things. That downloads all 5 days of the weekday program that I do here in Denver, plus the weekend program. So you think about that. You get 23 hours of me. Isn't that fantastic? 23 hours of me. So if you're using sleeping medication, you can stop sleeping medication and just listen to me. And remember, text any question or comment to 33103. Just start your message with either Mike or Michael, either one. I casually mentioned in the last hour something about the riots, the literal riots that occurred on Union Station, which is just north and kind of west a little bit of the United States Capitol. Union Station in D.C. is kind of a cool place, and it's got a giant waiting area. There's shops and everything. There's a metro stop there. And obviously it's always just flooded with tourists during tourist season. Many people will use that as a metro stop to then walk over to the U.S. Capitol. There are great views of the Capitol. There are a couple of statues out. There's like a roundabout in the front. And it's just a nice place. Well, as expected, House Democrats used Wednesday's appearance by FBI Director Christopher Wray as an opportunity not to denounce an attempted assassination of a former president of the United States, but instead to exaggerate the threat of political violence in America. Congresswoman Jayapal, this member of the squad from Washington State, lectured. I mean, she actually lectured during the House Judiciary Committee hearing, intended to press Ray for details about the events of July 13, when Trump got shot. By the way, sidebar here for a moment. Can we have a sidebar for a moment? That's lawyer talk. Isn't it fascinating? Here's the chronology of events I want you to think about. I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a moment. I'm warning you, if you're new to the program, you don't understand that I go off on tangents, then hang on, baby, because we chase squirrels all the time. During that hearing, The FBI director said something to the effect, I can look it up, but I'm going to paraphrase it. He said something to the effect that they're not really sure whether Trump got actually hit by a bullet or a piece of shrapnel or a piece of glass or something. And I happened to be watching the hearing when he said that. And I thought to myself, you SOB, what difference does it make? There was an assassin on a rooftop that fired, well, there were eight casings found on the roof. So he got off at least eight rounds, and something hit Trump. Now, it wasn't glass from the teleprompter, because if you watch the video of when Trump ducked down, the teleprompters were all intact. They hadn't shattered at all. And if a 223 round fired from an AR-15 just nicks a teleprompter, which is nothing but glass, it's going to shatter. It didn't. But set that aside for a moment. Does it make, I'm sorry to laugh, but does it make any difference? It was an attempted assassination attempt. Don't forget that. But for the FBI director to question whether or not, well, you know, we don't really know whether it was a bullet or a shrapnel, does it make any difference? That a-hole was trying to kill a former president and, at that time, the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party to be president. It was an attempted assassination. And Trump was wounded. It makes not one twit how he was wounded. He was wounded in an assassination attempt. I point that out because after Ray made that statement, the FBI, in an unsigned, just kind of standard press release, said that yes, that on July 13th, it was an attempted assassination of the president, and the president was injured in that attempted assassination attempt. My God. What is wrong with the FBI? I mean, I could go off on the Secret Service right now, too, but what's wrong with the FBI? All of our institutions are floundering, utterly floundering, and they're losing legitimacy. And I think that's probably one of the most dangerous things to the country at all. Once you lose legitimacy, once you lose any confidence that your institutions of government are actually going to do what they're supposed to do, particularly law enforcement, it's going to be like, do you remember the Book of Eli, the Denzel Washington movie? If you haven't seen the movie, I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen the story. It's a great storyline. So it's a post-apocalyptic America, and he's trying to get, let's just say he's trying to get a book to Alcatraz, where they are trying to rebuild all of these books in this post-apocalyptic America. And he travels through this town that is just a version of Mad Max. Well, that's kind of what will happen to the country once you lose once law enforcement loses its integrity and people have to start fending for themselves, you end up in a Mad Max movie like Book of Eli represented. I'm not trying to do a movie review here, but if you've not seen that movie, it's really worth your time. Back to Congressman Jayapal and this House Judiciary Committee hearing. She said this, quote, political violence of any kind is dangerous, unlawful, and unacceptable. Well, I would say you're a master of the obvious, woman. Master of the obvious here. But in this hearing, she said, I understand the increased tenor of political violence that is racking the country. It has been on the rise, fomented by dehumanizing rhetoric by top officials, including the former president. You know, now, in some circles, and in fact in this program, that's called blaming the victim. Ray himself, the FBI director himself, has observed an alarming phenomenon in recent years of political passions turning to violence. Now, isn't that fascinating? Are we talking about the George Floyd riots? Are we talking about the Antifa riots? Are we talking about the Occupy Wall Street, the Occupy Democrats? Or are we talking about solely about January 6th? You know, that riot that occurred on January, it was a riot. It was a mostly peaceful riot. But indeed, it was a riot, too. It was not an insurrection. If we think January 6th was an insurrection, then we're doomed, because that means we don't know how to fight. Anyway, the whole point is, Ray says, we don't care what an individual is mad about. When it turns to violence, that's when we draw the line. That's when we get engaged. Now, this is part of the both sides blarney that Joe Biden and the media have attempted to promote since the shooting on July 13th. In other words, neither side is more responsible than the other for random incidents of political violence, which, of course, I think is a lie. In fact, just as Democrats and Director Ray, who bragged in this unseemly and inappropriate way about the Department of Justice's success in throwing hundreds of January 6ers in jail, they were lamenting an escalation in political violence. The nation's capital was on a soft lockdown in a preparation for a visit by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Roads were closed earlier in the day. And the cops were readying themselves for terrorist sympathizers that they were calling a day of rage. Literally calling it a day of rage. So, what happened on that day of rage? Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight, I'll tell you.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor J.C. Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about this hearing that they held on the House Judiciary Committee this past week. And we're talking about the riots that occurred by these pro-Hamas supporters when Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a joint session of Congress. What do you think about that phrase I just used? Pro-Hamas supporters. Now, I think that if you you have a right of free speech, and you have a right to say stupid things. In fact, I believe that hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. A lot of conservatives, I think, have been fooled into believing that hate speech is not protected speech. It is. Insightful speech? No. But if you want to go protest and you want to support a terrorist organization, well, you can do that under the First Amendment in this country. Now, if you provide material support to a terrorist organization, now you've crossed a line. And I only say that because many people want to conflate the two things, and you can't do that. You can go out and you can burn the American flag, which is protected speech, and you can, if you have the authority, in other words, if it's your property, and you want to take down an American flag and put up a Palestinian flag, then you can do that. That's protected speech. It's First Amendment. You have a First Amendment right to do so. But if you tear down an American flag that does not belong to you, and you burn that American flag that does not belong to you, that is not protected speech. That's a crime. It's vandalism at the least. It's vandalism. And then if you take that same flagpole that does not belong to you, and you put up a Palestinian flag, that also is a crime. If you take a public statue outside Union Square and you start spray painting pro-Hamas slogans or anti-Semitic and anti-Jew slogans on it, that's a crime. At a minimum, it's vandalism. It's defacing public property. It's any number of things that some people that did something similar on January 6th on the U.S. Capitol are still languishing in jail over. Some for mere trespassing. So let's think about what happened on that so-called day of rage. In the irony of all ironies, the federal courthouse, which is not very far from Union Station, where judges routinely berate January 6th defendants over their political views, which I think is absolutely unbecoming of a judge. In fact, I think is a violation of judicial the canon of ethics for judges. But they do. They berate these January 6th defendants for their political views. And then they berate them for any involvement in that four-hour protest more than 3.5 years ago. Do you know what happened in that federal courthouse on the day that those rioters were outside Union Station? They held no in-person proceedings. It was essentially the federal courthouse was essentially shut down on Wednesday. Why? What were you afraid of? You know, there is, in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., you have the Washington Metropolitan Police Department. But you also have the U.S. Capitol Police. And the District of Columbia is under the jurisdiction of the United States Congress. It's the District of Columbia. It is not a state. It's a federal enclave. And so the primacy jurisdiction is the federal government. Why did they allow those riots to occur? Why? Why is it that on January 6th, three and a half years ago, whatever it's been now, so on January 6th, 3.5 years ago, in that same area where you have the same federal jurisdiction, you did not have the National Guard, you did not have enough U.S. Capitol Police officers, and in fact, you engaged with them. In fact, I would argue that in many cases, you encouraged them to break down the barricades. But setting aside all of that, you allowed a riot to occur, and then you threw them in jail, some of them, some grandmothers, for simply just incidentally wandering into the Rotunda Capitol and then wandering out. But, last Wednesday, I think I counted, I forget whether the number's 13 or 23, but there were some, let's say a couple of dozen arrests. Do you think they're still in jail? Of course not. Of course they're not. What's the difference? Why is it that you do something, you walk into the U.S. Capitol, and I'm specifically thinking about the grandmother who just got caught up in the crowd. You know how when mobs move, if you've ever been in a mob, I've actually been in mobs in foreign countries before, and you kind of get stuck, and you're just kind of going with the flow as you try to move your way out of the mob. But here's a grandmother, didn't know what, you know, she's just in all of the U.S. Capitol. And she walks in, sees how glorious it is, turns around and walks out. They identify her later, and they arrest her and charge her with trespassing. Now, shortly after this hearing with Christopher Wray, the FBI director, concluded, that's when the situation outside the Capitol deteriorated. Pro-Hamas thugs, often shouting Allah Akbar, shouting Hamas is coming, shouting from the river to the sea. Demonstrators clashed with the cops as they attempted to breach the bike rack barriers. Does any of this sound kind of sound familiar? Some assaulted cops. One man actually dragged a park police officer several feet by the back of his protective vest, while another spit in the face of another cop. Demonstrators threw water bottles and other items at the cops, who on several occasions deployed pepper spray at the raucous crowd. American flags in front of Union Station, the example I was giving you before, were taken down and burned, replaced with the Palestinian flag. Monuments were defaced. Police vehicles were vandalized. The crowd spent two nights outside the Watergate Hotel, where Netanyahu was staying, shouting and confronting the cops. Capitol Police? Where were they? Why the difference? Is there a double standard? Of course there's a double standard. And that's going to be bad for law enforcement. And that's bad for the country. Text the word Michael to 33103. When we get back, let's go back to Kamala Harris for a moment.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start August 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. You know, if you enjoy this program, you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just search for 630 KHOW in Denver. And then, of course, you can always keep listening on the weekends, too. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow on Twitter right now. So let's talk about, I'll mention Kamala Harris a little bit. But I want to broaden it out somewhat and talk about illegal alien crime in this country. Because even though I didn't get to it on my weekday program, I had my pile of stuff, kind of an illegal alien crime roundup, if you will. Much like sometimes I'll talk about the Chicago weekend crime report. How many people were shot in Chicago over the weekend? Nobody except the Chicago Tribune wants to cover that. Well, it seems that nobody wants to cover illegal alien crime either. Let's just call it immigration crime for the time being, just as a short term. So, immigrant crime, described as a dangerous new category of crime by Donald Trump, is now going to be under a lot of scrutiny because Vice President Harris, and, of course, all of her allies in the cabal and the corporate media, and conservatives start to spar over the extent of her responsibility for the illegal immigration crisis as she was serving as Joe Biden's border czar, or whatever you want to call it. If you know what? If it makes the Dems happy and you don't want to call her the border czar, because, well, she was never appointed technically the border czar, okay, well, the border queen? How about that? Let's call her the border queen. There are so many reports of illegal aliens that are responsible or allegedly responsible for serious crime that has emerged over the past several days. In fact, I would say there's some sort of correlation between these numbers starting to get released by different organizations, conservative organizations, by the way, that track illegal immigrant crime, and her announcement, or her coronation, if you will, as the presumptive Democrat nominee. All of which highlights the threat that foreign criminals pose to Americans and the burden that it places on already strained public resources. I found this story fascinating. On Thursday, the leader of the Sinaloa cartel, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, who is the son of El Chapo, were both arrested in Texas. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the pair are responsible for trafficking, quote, tens of thousands of pounds of drugs into the United States. I think that's probably a conservative estimate, particularly fentanyl, along, of course, with all the related violence that the cartels bring into this country. Fentanyl is responsible for, I don't know, tens of thousands of deaths in this country annually. It is often spliced into other products without the overdose victims even knowledge or taken accidentally by children. What I would point out about, you know, I know that the DEA, the FBI, your local cops, anytime there's a drug bust, they like to, you know, they get a big folding table, and then they put, you know, all the coke and the fentanyl, and they'll put the, you know, the automatic weapons and some of the casings or maybe some of the rounds and maybe the bundles of cash, and then they all stand behind it, and they take a picture, like, look how great we are, and I just laugh. You know, congratulations, you took... Imagine a glass of iced tea with ice cubes in it. You took out one ice cube. There's still about eight other ice cubes in there. Or you have, like I've got right now, you get a Diet Coke with crushed ice in it, and you reach in with a spoon, you take a little piece of crushed ice. That's what you did. If you want to address the border czar's responsibilities, the Kamala Harris's, let me tell you what the root cause of all of this is. The root cause of this is an unsecure border that allows all of this crap to come into the country. And I don't just mean the physical border along the Rio Grande River. I'm talking about airspace. I'm talking about harbors and beaches. I'm talking about, anyway, tunnels. We talk about all the tunnels in Gaza. What about all the tunnels along the southern border? What about all the tunnels leading into, you know, coming in from Tijuana into California? What about tunnels coming in from Juarez? What about tunnels all everywhere? Or low-flying planes landing on the Florida Keys somewhere? It's just, it is pathetic that we continue to, and look, congratulations, you had a drug bust. You took a little bit of coke and fentanyl off the streets. Congratulations. But you're not addressing the root causes. And I would say, I would add this, just to be completely objective here, it's not just an unsecure border, it's also the demand for the drugs that's in this country too. So on Wednesday, the Justice Department reported the charging of 19 alleged human smugglers responsible for this, coordinating the smuggling of dozens of unauthorized migrants into the United States from Mexico, mostly aboard personal watercraft via the Pacific. However, only 9 of the 19 are actually in custody. The other 10 remain at large as fugitives. The point I want to make is, well, twofold I want to make here. First and foremost, you announced the charging of 19, and that's the headline. But wait a minute. Only 9 out of 19 are actually in custody, meaning 10 are still wandering somewhere and free to go out and get more watercraft and smuggle more humans into this country. For what? Well, probably for prostitution, sex trafficking, and, listen up, probably children. Probably children also. But we don't want to talk about that, do we? We don't want to really deal with the fact that maybe children that are being sent across the border by desperate parents from, you know, crap hole countries around the world, with their phone number of somebody in this country, you know, scribbled with a felt tip pen onto their hands or their arm somewhere, as if they were in a concentration camp. Here's your number. If the media would actually focus on the child smuggling and the child sex trafficking, and not just the children, teenagers, women, men, all being sex trafficked into this country, there would be outrage. There would be absolute outrage. So something called the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, that investigation that they conducted secured the charges, also uncovered, you know, 2 boxes of ammo, which I want to say BFD, and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Again, I want to say, really, hundreds, when you think about the cartels are making millions of dollars, and you want to pat yourself on the back for confiscating hundreds of thousands of dollars? Whoop-whoop-de-doo. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, reported the capture of 18 criminal illegals from, listen to this, Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras, China, Jamaica, and Colombia. All were arrested in Miami on Tuesday. Now, many were beneficiaries of the so-called Alternatives to Detention program. What does that mean? That means they had been encountered by border officials, actually encountered by law enforcement officials, but then released into this country on feeble supervision conditions rather than permanently detained and then deported. Some might actually have, if they're from China, and they can truly show that they're trying to escape communism, they might actually get a legitimate asylum claim. But Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras, Jamaica, Colombia, sorry, you just happen to live in a crap old country. I don't think you deserve asylum. Is that harsh? Yeah, it is harsh. But it's true. Do you know how many crap old countries are on this world? Most countries in this world are crap old countries. And if we start granting asylum to every person that comes to us from a crap hole country and says, I want to escape poverty, I want to escape, you know, a tyrannical government, I want to escape whatever, well, then the entire world's going to come here. And we simply cannot do it. Now, some of these people that came here have been charged with serious crimes, assault, child abuse, burglary. But hey, what the heck? But it gets even worse. Just put the next segment under this headline. Dallas pedophiles. Yeah, Dallas pedophiles. Text the word Michael to this number, 33103. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to, the easiest way to do that is to go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. And right underneath my bio are the three icons for Facebook, X, Twitter, and Instagram. Just click those and give me a follow. Dallas pedophiles, next.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, PureTalk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. On your podcast app, whatever you use to subscribe to podcasts, search for this podcast called The Situation with Michael Brown. And then you hit subscribe on that. You might want to leave a 5-star review if you don't mind. And then that will automatically download the weekday program that I do from Denver every Monday through Friday mornings, plus the weekend program. And our podcast numbers are great, and I really appreciate all of you that download and subscribe to the podcast. So let's get some more. Come on, let's get it. So, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, 14 illegal aliens in Dallas County, Texas, obviously, Dallas County, ranging from their teens all the way to their late 70s, were identified as child sex abuse suspects over just one 30-day period. Now, several have charges for other crimes, too, like, I don't know, drunk driving, drug possession, aggravated assault, assault with a deadly weapon. One has an arrest record that dates back to 2017, including charges for interfering with an electronic monitoring device. But none of these people were ever deported. Now, if you are a child sex offender and you're still in this country, what are the odds that somehow, somewhere, some way, you have continued to engage in that crime? Because we know that most child sex offenders, they may wait a year or two, but they continue to commit that crime. There's something sick about that. But for me, there's something even more sick about the fact that we identify and know who these people are, and we allow them to stay in this country. Now, we can have a debate till the cows come home about whether or not we should deport them or jail them. If we had a secure border, I'd say deport them. Send them back to their own crap hole country. Now, I would do this. I would put them on a plane, and I would alert the local authorities. Say I'm going to land in Honduras. I would announce to the local authorities, we have one of your criminals. We have one of your child sex offenders. You might have a warrant out for this person. We're going to fly them in. We're going to land at such and such airport, such and such date, such and such time. We'll have them in custody. We'll have them in shackles, and we're going to turn them over to you. But instead, what do? We let them roam free in this country. It's like we're committing national suicide. Let's go to Fairfax County. Authorities confirmed just this Friday, just yesterday, that Malden Anibal Guzman Videz, a 27-year-old that's accused of murdering a man in Fairfax County, Virginia, is an illegal alien from Honduras. Now, just interestingly, Honduras is one of the so-called Northern Triangle countries where, oh yeah, that's right, Vice President Kamala Harris was given special responsibility, some might call it to be the czar, for tackling the root causes of illegal immigration, along with El Salvador and Guatemala. How's that working out for us? A man, a 27-year-old accused of murdering a man in Fairfax County, an illegal alien from Honduras. I've had a lot of people on the left troll me on Twitter or Facebook or emails or text messages about, well, just because they're illegal aliens, I mean, you know, what's the big deal? Well, that's a crime that would not have occurred, and that person would still be alive, but for the fact that that person was in this country illegally, and we did not deport them. Can I be a little crass? People are saying to themselves, what, that's new for you? I really don't care what happens to these dirtbags when they go back to their country. I just want them out of my country. But I also want a secure border where they can't get back into our country. But we don't deport people. We find them. We identify them. We put an ankle monitor on them. They cut it off. They go back. They commit another crime. They murder somebody in Fairfax County. And maybe now what happens? Now we're burdened with covering the cost of their incarceration, probably for life, taking care of them, all of their health care. Oh, maybe they want to transition. Maybe this guy in Fairfax County wants to transition to a female, so now we'll pay for the cost of that too. Stop it. We got to stop the insanity. Except to continue. Let's go to Wednesday this past week. ICE officers in Baltimore reported that they had detained an illegal alien, again from the Northern Triangle, who was convicted of a serious crime. The unnamed 57-year-old is supposed to be serving a sentence for attempted aggravated femicide. That's in his native El Salvador. He was given a 21-year prison sentence. He crossed our border illegally in July of 2023, but was released by ICE in August before they did a thorough criminal background check, before that background check was even initiated or completed, and has been at large among the American public until his arrest just this past week. Enablers. We have enablers in this country, too. Baltimore County, Maryland. County Circuit Court Judge Robert Cahill. Baltimore County Circuit Judge Keith Truffer appear to be treating illegal alien pedophiles with disproportionate lenience. For example, Judge Cahill slashed a 25-year-old sentence for a guy by the name Portillo Henriquez who raped a 14-year-old. You know what he got? 18 months. 18 months. Why is it we treat illegal aliens with more leniency? Now, I don't know, in this courtroom, maybe they treat American citizens with the same leniency. But I don't know. Maybe the judge understands that you go to jail because you raped a 14-year-old. You're not going to last 18 months in jail. Meanwhile, it just continues on and on. Oh, the borders are? Yeah, I think it'll be an issue in this election. Whether you call her the borders are, the root causes are, whatever. Kamala Harris? You haven't done squat. And there's the litany of just this past week. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Today we're constantly taking photos and videos to remember our favorite moments. But what about those captured before the smartphone? What about the memories tucked away on aging VHS tapes, film reels, or in fading photos?
These cherished memories are fading away with time, vulnerable to threats like heat, moisture, and mold. But fear not, there's a solution to safeguard your legacy. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Nick. Together we founded Legacy Box over a decade ago with one mission, to bring your memories into the 21st century.
It's time to bid farewell to old tapes you can't watch and faded photos. Legacy Box transforms them into digital treasures, ready to share with a click.
Just like magic, your shoebox of memories is now safely stored in the cloud or on a thumb drive.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box, so you can rest assured your priceless moments are in good hands.
Don't let your childhood fade away on old tapes. It's time to digitize those priceless moments.
Fast forward into the digital age. Visit LegacyBox.com/audio and unlock 50% off your order. That's legacybox.com/audio.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.